Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Everybody, this is Derek, and with me today is the only man who uses pine cones as Q-tips because his ears are so huge, Carl Mandrioli. Oh, buddy.
Thank you for that, my friend. With me today is Derek Somerville. He's a man that thinks it's good manners to knock on a refrigerator door before opening it, just in case there's salad dressing.
Wow. Wow. I needed a minute there. That was...
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to talk about manners today because you struggle. Let's be honest. Wow.
Manners are not your forte. You're right. And I think we should dive into this because this is an important topic for all backpackers.
We've got a trail scuzzball test. People without manners, people that are just a little scuzzy on the trail. And before we even get into it, like, do you feel like you're going to qualify?
Well, I mean, if you're walking around camp in your underwear, I think I'll be just fine. I think I have nothing to worry about, actually.
This is not a comparison test. This is not compare and contrast. This is just, are you going to pass?
I hope so. Okay. Did you?
And I guess, does pass mean you're a scuzzball or does it mean you're not a scuzzball?
It's for really the masses to decide, Carl. It's for the masses to decide.
All right. So we haven't done like a test-based episode in years, actually.
No, that's true. Did you give yourself this test? Are you scuzzball worthy? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like ridiculous scuzzball, where do you fall in that? I think I should... Let's get your what you think your grade is, and then maybe I'll give you what I think it is after these
questions. I guess it depends. I have my list of questions. You got your list of questions for sure for the test. It depends on how you... It depends on the questions that are thrown out because I'm obviously tailoring my questions for you. You're tailoring your questions for me, but I feel like I'm a people pleaser, so I'm typically like a doormat on the trail, and I'm trying to make friends. Yeah,
doormat. It's a big word for you, doormat. I guess we'll find out the truth. Right. I think we will purge out the scuzziness of each other.
I'll say this. Right. If I come across a trail scuzzball, which I do from time to time, I'm not shy about letting them know that they're a scuzzball.
So if you got Mr. Scuzzball on the trail, he's saying what? What's he saying? Just inappropriate things? Is he?
No. It's like it's not usually a saying. It's usually, well, sometimes it is. Yeah, just rude. So like the most recent scuzzballs I came across was there was a mountain biking club, like a club where they had matching jerseys. So I knew that they were good mountain bikers. I knew that they should know the trail rules and trail protocols.
The jerseys gave that away?
The jerseys gave it away. And they were just riding fast. And they're coming around corners, and they, like, I was out on a trail run, and they're literally riding me off the trail where I had to, like, seek refuge off the trail, the front guys.
Like, did you dive off to the side?
I should have. I should have been more dramatic. That's a good call.
That's right up your alley. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know how these clubs work. I don't live in your neck of the woods, but is there like an audition for these clubs? Do I just pay like a $20 membership fee and I get my jersey and everybody just assumes I know the rules?
I was hoping to come across from the parking lot to find out about that so I could look their club up. But well, I don't know, man. Like, we could talk about this for a minute because so I'm doing some loops around my house, and so they're looping back around. So I actually had to dive out of the way twice from the same guy. So I was yelling after him and I was letting the people know that were behind him, like, hey, like, tell your leader to calm down, basically. And share the trail.
To calm down.
Yeah. Okay. And I think it might have even been on the same trail run where you can tell me, is this a scuzzball reaction or not? So I can see a ways ahead of me. I'm coming down a hill and I can see there's a lady who's also out for a trail run and she's running at a little bit slower pace. And so it looks like I'm going to catch up to her, but then she stops to walk. All right. So then I a minute later, I catch up to her and I'm like, I try to be encouraging. So I say, come on, you can do it as I'm running by.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Before I tell you her response, is that not appropriate? Like she was running. So I know she's on a run and she's walking now. And I'm trying to encourage her.
I think that's 50-50.
Really?
I think that's 50-50. Okay. I think it depends on the personality. I could see somebody being like, whatever, I'm just taking a break. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, you think you're better than me? It's not a competition.
No, I didn't say I was better at all. I was trying to be encouraging.
But you might imply that with like, you can do it.
I didn't
like,
say it that. You know, I didn't use that voice.
I don't know how you said it. Say it. How did you say it?
Okay.
You're running by.
Oh man. How did I say it? Come on. I'm not panting. Come on. Cause I'm on the downhill. So I'm like, come on, you can do it.
Oh, you're on the downhill.
Yeah.
Save the knees.
No? She responded with, I'm a professional ultra marathon runner.
Exactly. She took it personally. She's like,
I know what I'm doing. You don't need to say anything.
She thought that you assumed because she was walking that she didn't have what it took to do whatever she needed to do. And she took it personally.
Right.
So to her, you're a scuzzball, which I could, that's what I mean. 50-50. Yeah.
So I was a scuzzball. Okay. So there you go. I didn't pass that test that day. I don't know if you're trying to be encouraging,
I think you were trying to be encouraging. I think it could be taken backhanded though, depending on who it is. If it's some like,
she doesn't know me. You're right.
It's some just like jolly lady or whatever. She's like, oh, thank you. Yeah. You know, it's like, she's not taking it too seriously. That's great. You know, that's okay.
Okay. So what, okay. So now you're out for the run. You want to be encouraging. You see the person slowing down or stopping to walk. What would you say or how would you
say? On your right.
How would you do it differently?
I'd say on your right. And then I just run by.
And blow by. All right,
fair enough. I wouldn't say that. I'd say happy trails on your right.
Happy trails. Keep singing those songs. Oh my goodness. Okay. So I ended up stopping and talking to her and she ended up being pretty friendly.
So wait. Before you go into this, what made you stop? Yeah. Where you're like, oh, she said I'm an ultraman. Oh. Did you like
professional?
Did you internally be like, oh, I offended her, I better stop and like see what's up? Like, what made you stop?
I thought, wait, she's a professional ultramarathon runner. She has a lot of experience in trails. Maybe she can be on our podcast.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So you insult her and then ask her to be on the
podcast. I didn't ask her. I just asked, I just like checked in. I was like, oh, hey, you know, that's, you know, I forget how I phrased it, but she was very excited
like
to talk
to me. Like I offended you. Now please do something.
I responded. I was like, oh, sorry. Just trying to be encouraging or something. So like, and then I stopped and I was like, hey, like, what are you training for? I you know, just like chit chat or whatever.
That's you. Cause you want to be a people pleaser.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, so wait, what's your name? Like you're a professional ultramarathon runner. I'll look you up. What's your name? And so she tells me her name, and then I went home and I looked her up, and people use the term professional very loosely. I'll say it that way.
She wasn't coming up
on any results. So yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
That's
anyway. All right. We got to get to the test, my friend.
On your right.
So here we go. Okay. First we get the Bible verse, Matthew 12:31. Love your neighbor as yourself. And honestly, I was doing that. Like, I would want to be encouraged that way. And so I was just simply treating her the way I would want to be treated. So, okay. But here's my question for you is, are you good about doing this as it relates to like text and email responses?
Like, am I being encouraging? Like, what's the question? Like, am I being encouraging with those responses? Are they timely?
No. Are you loving your neighbor as yourself?
With my responses.
Yeah.
I'd say, I don't think I'm perfect. No, I'd say I think the motive is like 90% to do that.
No, you can't have, that's the bar. You can't set the bar at an impossible height.
Am I that effective? I don't know.
You're like 30 to 40% effective. So if you're like, I'm going for 90, like it's just not going
to
happen.
What are you talking about? Like for somebody to not take something the wrong way?
No, I'm talking about like, somebody sends you a text, they ask you a question. You respond within a day or two.
So you're talking response time.
Response time, yeah. Or responses at all.
Okay,
not even response time, response at all, because non-responses would be like infinite response time.
A response at all. Yeah, I mean, I have not been perfect. I'd say, I don't know, probably like 60. I mean, there's times I'm just like, I'm going to take, probably you. I mean, I take some time to answer you even, so, or I get busy or other things come up and it's like, oh, this isn't a priority right now. I'll just deal with it later. And then you like forget about it.
Right.
And then, you know, you get multiple. Yeah.
We'll work on that. We're going to work on that.
I don't know how that's,
and you,
we can work on that. Yeah. You give me like,
I want you to love your neighbors as yourself as it relates to email and text.
I think less of that is probably better actually. So but you know.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so we're going to try to love our neighbors as ourselves on the trail with different trail social skills, manners, scenarios here. So I think the way we should do this is, like, I have a lot. So I'm going to run through my list and then you want to run through yours and we'll figure this out. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So here's how I'm going to phrase it is if you answer yes to three of mine,
I'm a scuzzball.
You can consider yourself a scuzzball.
Got it.
All right. Okay. So, and not just you, Derek. I mean, everybody else can play along. And so, and if you are a scuzzball, then you should probably just like backpack solo.
Go solo trip. Go and we know some of these questions are geared to our, I'm going to have to say yes. So either way, I'll probably be a scuzzball. Is that fair?
I'm just talking about everybody out there. I'm not talking about you specifically. Okay. Now I'm saying like, if anybody out there answers yes three or more times, you should probably just go solo. You probably shouldn't join Patreon. You probably should uninvite yourself from all of your summer group trips and just be like, yeah, I'm not cut out for trail social skills. Cause it's like, there's some pretty serious stuff here.
Just stay by yourself.
Or improve your social skills. One of the two. All right. Here we go. So I had to phrase these creatively to make sure that all these could be yes for the scuzzball. All right. So you're on the trail and you're hiking, whether it's uphill, downhill, and somebody gets out of the way for you. Mm-hmm. Here's the question. Do you remain silent when others get out of the way for you?
No.
What do you do? What do you say?
I'm saying, hey, how you doing? Go ahead.
Go ahead. So you're like, actually, no, you go ahead. No, you go. No, you go.
You got it. Go for it. I'll say some of that. Sometimes I'll say that. Or how's it going?
You know what, man? I think you're spot on this one because I think that if there's an opportunity for you to take a break in the trail, you're taking it. You're just going to take it.
Backhanded Carl. All
right. Wow. Let me ask you this question. If you get out of the way for somebody else and they don't say anything, but they give you like a little nod or a little like half hand wave, does that count? Is that sufficient counts. For you?
Yeah, it's acknowledgement.
You don't want the thank. You don't care if they say thank you as long as they give you something.
Acknowledgement is a nonverbal thank you. If you did like, you know, like it's like when two guys look at each other and like, and you're like, okay.
That's great for the audio app. So what you just did right there is great. People
just a head nod and then the head nod return. Audio, you got it.
All right.
So yeah, I think sometimes nonverbal, it's what you're communicating can be nonverbal or verbal.
Gotcha. All right. Fair enough. All right. So you said no to that one. You will do something or say something, or in your case, you'll just physically get out of their way and let them go.
I will jump into thorn bushes if I have to. No, I actually think it kind of like subconsciously bothers me when I'm walking by. This is my big one. I'll walk by and I'll be like, how you doing? Eh, how's it going? You know, say something like that. And they just like walk right by. They don't even say anything.
Right.
And maybe I try to attribute it to like, maybe they're just going through it. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're going uphill and they don't want to deal with anybody.
Yeah.
Kind of bugs
there
me.
Could be, yeah, there could be kind others. Of bugs like, me. Yeah, it bugs me too. But they could be working out their issues. They're just like really processing through, you know, the weight of life, so to speak. And maybe they're just not even aware. So
the weight of life. Okay.
That's people fair. Use the trail for that. So I
the think weight of life reasonable. Is heavy, Carl.
It's I still heavy... want somebody to say thank you. I'm very courteous. I usually say hi and I say thank you if that's the case.
You'll stop and cook them a dish of something if you have time, for sure.
For sure. And I feel like you probably would have gotten out of the way of those crazy mountain bikers is what you're saying.
I would have set up a booby trap. And did something like that. I would have done something random. I could see you just like you see them coming by and then you get out like a first aid kit. Mm-hmm. You hold it up and then you just stick it out right in front of their face like a tree branch and be like, moleskin? And then see what they do. You know, just kind of have them react and like.
Do you as a mountain biker need moleskin?
Exactly, right? So then they crash and they get all mad and you're like, I was just trying to help out. You look like you had blisters on your feet.
The trail system that I'm on like has a lot of open space. Like it has tree zones, but it also has like you can see for a ways. So if you see them looping back around and you estimate you got 2 minutes to set a booby trap, is that what you're going to do is have like a fake first aid kit?
Yeah, fake first aid kit. Or I'm going to squirt them with a water bottle. All right. One of the two.
We actually had a trail system that was like part of the Colorado Trail for a while where people were hating the mountain bikers so much, they were actually setting booby traps where they would dig holes in the trail and bury nails that were sticking, like pointed up to pop people's tires.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yeah, man. Not hilarious when people crash. That's not hilarious.
But it's, you know, hey.
That was the thing.
That's how they do it. That's how they do it in Colorado, guys. We don't have that problem in California. So
California's way friendlier. California's just known way for friendlier. Yep.
Sunshine
known
State,
for
baby.
Embracing people and just, yeah.
And that's why they come here for vacation, Carl. You're absolutely right. Exactly. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Why are you going to California? For the people.
Carl comes out here and he wants to go to Baja Fresh. That's what he wanted to do.
My favorite people are in California, so I can't speak to that. But
exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
All right. That was a long first one. That's okay. Next one.
That was a long one. And that actually was one of mine with the uphill downhill thing. So I'm going to cross that one out. So you just took away one of mine. Thanks.
Sorry. This one I bet you don't have.
Okay.
Have you ever wanted to hang out with camp neighbors after they specifically changed their site to get away from you?
Have I ever wanted to hang out with them? No.
Okay. No, like you actually approach them. So they're like, they're camped next to you. And then they're like, actually, we're going to move. We're going to look for some more privacy. We're going to like, you know, go around the corner, so to speak. And you're like, well, let's go see where they went and let's go hang out with them.
No, but I think we know some people who would do that.
Who's that? Who are you thinking of?
Well, other than you, I don't know. I mean, there's some, you know, I'm not going to name names, but.
You don't have any names. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? They're all up here, Carl, in my head.
All right. Olympic National Park. We did that. We actually moved for more privacy and we had three ladies mm-hmm. that were camped by themselves. I mean, camped together, I guess. And they're like, hey guys, how's it going? And they came around the corner, wanted to hang out with us. And yeah. How did you handle that?
How did I handle that?
Yeah.
I think you kind of took over that conversation.
No. I gave the nonverbal response go away because I was not, yeah.
I don't remember what I said. I don't remember what I said. I would think that I would have said something like, we're just, you know, getting ready for dinner. We're getting set up. We're going to be a while. We're going to play some game. I don't know. Yeah. I think I probably said something like that.
Okay. But, yeah, for me, I like hanging out with lots of different folks and meeting lots of different folks on the trail. But when we have our July trip, like I'm very protective over our time with that, and I'm not looking to connect with others at that point. So,
but then I went over there. I thought to ask for what was it? Fuel?
Oh no, you're giving away our fuel, our extras.
I was giving away our fuel. Yeah, we'd extra right. The halves. So. You'll they're like, what are you doing back here? Okay. You know, no, they were actually really nice. So I was like, here, do you want some free fuel? And they were like, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So far, so good. You are 100% so far out of two questions.
I just said sorry for our trip leader. He's kind of a scuzzball. Sorry if he offended you. He's kind of a...
All right, here we go. Next one. Have you woken up before others and then intentionally made a lot of noise to wake them up?
No.
Okay.
It's not me.
Really?
We don't wake up first. I don't wake up first.
You don't wake up first, but you wake up before others, though.
I wake up before others, yes. Do I intentionally make more noise? No.
I'm not talking about like, hey, guys, it's time to wake up. I'm talking about like you're like clanging pots and pans. Maybe you're turning the jet boil on right next to their tent, so it's kind of like this sound, you know?
I find that like to be like a brown noise, very soothing and relaxing. But no, I don't. Don't bring pots and pans. But no, I see what you're saying. Like, no, I don't. I don't think so. And usually the people I know who we're talking about, usually they, well, no, that's not true. They're not always like kind of off to the side, but no, I don't think I am super loud.
Not a problem in our group. And it's more of a passive aggressive way to help people.
And it doesn't really seem to stop them from continuing to sleep anyway, whatever I'm doing.
So we got to take more aggressive actions. You know? What do you suggest for the future? Like we really need these gentlemen to wake up.
Shake the tent.
Just shake it.
Earthquake. You're shake the tent.
Okay.
Water in the tent or shake the tent.
You could like fill a water bottle, fill your toothbrush squirt bottle and just kind of squirt.
There
in
it
face.
Is. There it is. Yeah. That's two episodes now. You brought that up. Recycling. I like it.
I think it's amazing. Recycling. I think that piece of gear is amazing. Yeah.
I think you should bring it and mock me with it next trip. And they probably will too. It's probably in your
special
bag.
Special
right
note
now.
There. Okay. All right. You still 100%. So next one.
Whew.
Have you peed uphill from somebody else's tent?
I peed uphill.
Yeah, so like near their tent and then...
Like I go up above?
It could potentially drain down like and touch their tent.
It's a lot of pee, dude. It's a lot of pee.
No, I'm like imagine you're not that far away from the tent. You wake up in the middle of the night, something like that.
I'm going to say no because I don't... I mean, at worst, it was inadvertent, but I usually try to make sure there's nobody around. I think there was one exception where we were at the Patreon trip and it was late at night. I think I got up to pee, but I wasn't really sure where everybody was at. And then in the morning, I remember thinking like, oh, this person's like semi-close, but there was so much sand. I'm like, they're not going to get my pee. So I'm like, yeah, it absorbed. So I was good.
It absorbed. Okay.
That's a yes for you though.
No, this is a no. I try to go a good ways away. Yeah, I'm straight up no's at this point, but we're going to get into the yes zone, I think, with this next one here.
Okay, here we go.
All right, and this is a yeah. I bet a lot of you folks out there qualify with this one. Do you leave the tent zipper open when you get out of the tent, leaving somebody else in the tent?
I don't think that's a hard yes. I don't think that's a hard yes or no. I'm guilty of doing it.
I think it's a yes.
No, not all the time.
No, I think you're doing it intentionally. I think you're doing it intentionally to bother people.
Well, I'm in your tent, so it's probably to bother you. I don't actually, I don't feel like if I've done it, it's just because I forgot. I don't like to leave it open because I don't want bugs in there either. So I'm going to say no.
Okay. You forgot in that, whatever that was, that 30 seconds of unzipping to leaving the tent. You're like, what just happened?
If I messed it up once or twice, that's on me.
Usually it's the person that's in the tent still is calling after you saying, zip it shut. And you're just literally like looking at them, staring them straight in the eyes and saying, no.
No, I'm not going to do it. No, I don't do that. You do. I don't.
Have you ever hidden food in somebody else's backpack while in bear country?
I know what you're going to say. Yes, I put salmon.
So it's a yes. In grizzly bear country, salmon in the backpack, correct?
That's one yes.
Correct. Intentionally. All right. So that's your first confirmed yes, we'll say.
Correct. And it was just salmon juice, by the way.
Still considered something that can entice the bears. All right.
You're just going to keep going like 10 more until I get three yeses?
I got three more. So like, you're getting close here.
I'm like one for seven. I know this is going to be geared. See, like that one, I had to say yes. You geared it for me to say yes. So by the end of this, I'll be a scuzzball, guaranteed. No,
you might be a scuzzball anyway. Okay. Have you ever run out of room in your bear canister and then simply piled the food near somebody's tent?
Piled the food near somebody's tent?
this has happened on our trip.
I have not done that, I don't think. Okay. But I remember, I don't want to point Rocky out. Did he do it? Did he put it in a plastic bag and bury it?
It was just like we had like a food pile and they didn't bury it. That's right, I remember that. We had a food pile. And it was within, I want to say, like 10 yards of the tent. And just like a food pile. I was like, I didn't have enough room. So like, there you go.
What's the point of even doing the bear box? That's so dumb. Okay.
He was embarrassed that he didn't have enough room because he brings a refrigerator full of food. Yeah. And so he didn't want to say anything. But obviously not saying anything is worse than than saying something and trying to figure
what
it out.
What stayed out of the bear box? Was it the block of cheese? Was it the full bag of tortillas? Was it the full bottle of honey?
I mean,
take your pick.
You could say yes to both. That all that stuff was in the bear box and out of the bear box because he had enough of it.
Probably true. Probably true. Rocky, love you.
All right. So that you weren't qualified. I just thought that was a funny one. So, okay, next one. Have you ever followed somebody to see where they're going to the bathroom?
There we go. You're gonna blame me for you.
Blame you? These are your own choices and actions.
Have I followed you to go to the bathroom? Yes. Intentionally? No.
Where did Carl go? He told me he was going to the bathroom. Where exactly is that?
He told me. I'll be two clicks with this giant elm tree. No, you didn't say where.
I'm down the hill. Like, down there. Well, what's down here? What's down here after you said don't go down here? Okay, so you're so yes inadvertently, on that one.
That's a no, but yes, inadvertently, yes.
Yes, you got two yeses with last one. No,
that's one yes and one inadvertent yes.
Two yeses and you know it.
So rigged.
Last one. Have you ever forgotten a piece of gear and then blamed it on an old shuttle driver?
No, I have not, actually. No, I have not. Yes, you have. That's not true. Not true. You forget your pillow. I did not forget my sleep.
Let's put it out to our fellow adventurers out there. Is Derek a scuzzball based on that criteria?
I am not. I'm going to clap. Okay. I am not a scuzzball.
Right. I don't think that.
I don't have this many, so you're probably going to be off the hook.
Okay. Well, I told you could make some that were tailored to me, so feel free to have at it.
Have you ever set a pace that was best for the slowest hiker in the group?
Set a pace that was best?
I know this person's going to struggle. Mm. I'm going to set that pace so we stay together.
No. But why is that?
You don't do that.
You think that one's inappropriate is what you're saying.
I think that is... Do I think that's inappropriate? I think...
You think that's scuzzy to do that?
I think it's scuzzy to do that. Okay, it's not scuzzy to do that with our group. I think it could be scuzzy to do that if you're doing it like a family trip or something like that.
Why? Okay, I think you're confusing with kids, yourself. You feel like if you set the pace so that your kids can keep up, that's scuzzball action.
No. I'm saying, have you ever set the pace for somebody who's slow? Okay, let's reward this then. This isn't good for you.
You're gonna take
each question and like
I'm answering the question. Look, Derek, I get it. Like, some of these questions have to be worded perfectly to say yes or no. I get it.
Well, then let's read it. Have you ever set a pace that was best for the fastest hiker?
I feel like the pace I'm setting is not for everybody. Yeah.
See, this is where you're explaining.
So, okay, I'll tell you what I do, and then you can tell me if it's scuzzy or not. All right. So sometimes variable. Yeah. So sometimes I'm setting a fast pace, but I'm not expecting people to keep up. Mm. But most of the time, I'm hiking towards the back to make sure people are okay and they're able to keep up and tag along with the rest of the group.
Okay, let me ask you this question then. Let's tag along this question. When you see somebody who's fallen behind catch up to you to take a break, you then wait about 30 seconds and you're like, all right, you ready? Let's keep going.
If they're really struggling, I don't do that. But if we got to get going, man, what do you want to do? Wait forever?
See, he's got an excuse for everything, you guys. It's either yes, you have done that because you did it to me.
I don't think this applies to me. I think that I pass this question because I set such a variable pace. It's not like a yes or no. But here's the thing: we've talked about this before, where the person that has fallen behind finally catches up, and then you're like, "All right, let's go." That person feels like crud because they're like, "I just want to rest. Like I finally caught up." Right.
Right.
So I get that perspective. But here's the deal: typically, when the person's fallen behind that far where you're waiting for them, they're not hiking slow. They're taking lots of breaks, sometimes sit-down breaks. Sometimes I'll go back and find them just like standing there or sitting there. So when they finally catch up, they've already been taking a bunch of breaks.
Sometimes that's true. I have caught somebody doing that, sitting by a lake, smoking a cigarette, actually. That was a break. I have also seen people in our own group who just like fell way behind because it was a lot of uphill. Right. Maybe they brought a set of horseshoes or something and they had a struggle. They were just struggling.
Let me pick on Rocky again. So we were on a really hard, we were on a really hard hike in Yosemite a couple of years ago where it was like a death march. I shared this already. And there was a moment where we're hiking up at like a forever hill and we're in the sun and it is hard.
Brutal.
Yeah. I'm going at a slow pace because I'm not super fit that year, but I'm going at a pace that should be achievable for Rocky. I get to the top of the hill finally, and I am waiting forever for him. Huh. And so to the point where I had to backtrack, all right?
Wow.
So do you think Rocky is just hiking so slow at that point that he's taking forever to get the hill?
No, not Rocky.
He had taken a nap on one of his sit-down breaks. A nap.
That's Rocky, though.
When he catches up to me, am I being rude by saying, like, all right, let's go?
Not in that situation. I think it's a Rocky situation. Right. That's like roll the dice. What's going to
happen? I don't think he's alone in that kind of thing. No. I think people are exhausted. They're wiped out. They've been in the sun. They sit down. They can easily close their eyes and
fall. Sometimes you're just slow.
I think a lot of
people overpack and they're just slow.
Well, I think a lot of people, I mean, this happened I don't want to name the trip because I don't want to single somebody out, but it happened on a recent trip where suddenly this person was really struggling and they were just stopped for minutes at a time taking breaks. Like, do I want them to have another break? Like, they've been taking lots of breaks. We got to get going. We got to get to camp. It's getting dark. Come on.
Well, if it's getting dark, that's one thing too.
Yeah, that's typically the scenario.
Would you take their weight? Were you going to take their weight so you can go faster?
I have. I'm not taking stuff out of Rocky's 70-pound pack. That's not going to happen.
You don't want to take his 4-pound chair?
I don't want to take this. Well, yeah. All right. We got to have Rocky on. We're picking on him, and he's not defending himself. So we got to have Rocky, please react to this episode and share with us.
If anybody can take it, it's Rocky.
It's true.
Okay. Right. So
what's your next one?
What's the next one? Is you got to go to the bathroom. Have you ever had to walk through somebody else's campsite to go to the bathroom on your way?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Like, walk through their campsite. When you're in a really crowded backcountry zone, sometimes it's hard to avoid that. So I'm going to say yes. I think I try not to, but I have had to do that.
So scuzzball point.
What about you?
No, I usually try to go up and around, or I'll ask. I'll say, hey, do you guys mind if I cut through here? I try to do that.
Yeah. So I think, is it scuzzball to walk through their campsite, or is it more scuzzball to like go to the bathroom like in their campsite?
That's double scuzzball. Okay. That's like automatic
scuzzball. Automatic. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Is it rude? Have you ever been loud after 11 p.m. when camping with people nearby where they're like, hey, be quiet. You guys are too loud. You know? No. And you're also probably annoying the animals.
The animals are like making sounds like, rah!
Like wasn't there one trip where we were bugging people or no?
Yeah, we were camped within audio range of somebody not knowing so because there was like a forest in between and we thought we had this pretty unique site that nobody had found. But okay. Let's, like you and I are not answering yes to this question. We're not the loud ones.
No. I don't think so. No.
Okay.
That's a good one. Okay, I got one more. I got
that's a good one. Mine's a good one. Nice.
That's a great one, Derek. Well done. Okay, last one. Have you ever cut a switchback to like save time? Either, you know, maybe you're going somewhere or you're returning. You're going home. Maybe you got to get home faster. Like I'm just gonna cut some switchbacks and get there faster.
No, I'm like the switchback police. Like if somebody cuts a switchback, I point it out and then I will shame them to the group because they need to stop doing that.
Because you're like you're not getting the full epic journey. You know,
right.
You
need and I know people journey. That have cut switchbacks and missed a junction. Like that's a real thing.
Mm, so it is a real thing. You're
even
right.
If it looks obvious, like you just never know, man.
Yeah. You know. I've quit a switch at the corner of a switchback or two when there's already like a trail there from people cutting probably. So I'm guilty of that.
Now you're making the trail more permanent. Thanks a lot, Derek. Thank you.
I'm breaking that crust, baby. Just breaking that crust. there was my worst, I will say, I'll take a scuzzball point for this, but it wasn't my question. So it doesn't matter. When I was actually... I think it was 10, 11, 12, maybe something like that. And we went to Yosemite Valley and my sister, brother and I, we all hiked up. We were like, let's go to Half Dome, but we only made it up to the falls. It was like a 6-hour hike. All I had was like a day pack. Right. So I'm like, I get there, I see the falls and I'm like, I'm not going any further than this. This is ridiculous. So I was like, I'm going to get back as fast as I possibly can. And I think I cut every single switchback. I mean, I just went straight down.
Right.
And made it back like in less than half the
time. That's 2 points. That's not 1 point. That's 2 points.
Is that 2 points? But I was 10. So is it naivety?
Oh, you're 10.
Naivete? Okay.
No. Well, did you not know the rules?
No, I didn't know the rules.
Oh, like, yeah. No, that's fine. That's a scuzzball point for whoever's leading that group.
Well, nobody was, you know?
You're a 10-year-old by yourself out there.
Well, with my brother and sister. I'll give it to my sister. She's the oldest. It's your fault.
All right. Fair enough.
It's fair. All right.
10 years old.
So
yeah.
You are not a scuzzball. You were close, but not.
Yeah.
You're not a
scuzzball. And you are as scuzzy as they come. So there we go.
not really accurate, but
all right.
Maybe you're blind. I don't know. That's good. We got some.
We don't have trivia. This is kind of like a trivia based episode. Not really trivia, but it's a question based episode. So we're going to actually, I've got a crazy story in my tidbit section coming up right after this. Ooh.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I've got two great resources for you to improve your performance on the trail. The first one is to go check out the Training for Trekking podcast by our good friend Rowan Smith. He knows what he's talking about. His easily consumable episodes will give you tips to strengthen your body and reduce injury while out in the backcountry. The next resource is Rowan's Facebook group, Training for Hiking and Trekking. I've joined the group and found a mix of information and inspiration while being part of a community. Both are great resources by Rowan Smith that'll help you go faster than Derek while out on the trail. This week's Tidbits is brought to you by Vaucluse Gear. Let's be honest, back sweat really dampens our spirits. Not only is it uncomfortable and potentially dangerous, it's gross to look at. The Vaucluse Ultralight Ventilation Backpack Frame can solve this problem. This game-changing solution fits all backpacking packs up to 65 liters to give you the ventilation you need to stay drier. Use code BLISTERS for $10 off at VaucluseGear.com. All right, my friend, I got a couple tidbits. First one, this story came out last month. I'm not sure if you saw this. Did you see the bear that got into the soda?
No. What was it? Is this new? This is a new story?
It's like last month.
Okay.
So you've heard of like the Cocaine Bear, right?
Yeah. Did you see that?
Did you watch that movie?
I did not. I kind of want to see, I didn't even know it was out until some lady told me her son and her were going to see it. I'm like, Cocaine Bear, that's a real thing. And then I looked at it. I'm like, oh, this is kind of interesting. I didn't see it though.
Really? Is watching Cocaine Bear a scuzzball point is the question, because
it got nominated for something.
For scuzziness?
Probably.
It's like loosely based on the real story. It's basically just like a horror movie. Mm. And so
it's like Cujo. Is it like Cujo with a bear?
I didn't watch Cujo. You sound like you watch a lot of horror movies.
I watched it unknowingly when I was a young preteen.
10 years old, after you got back down the trail. Exactly. From
we were like, let's watch Cujo. And I was like, what is this movie? Scared the bejesus.
Okay. I don't watch horror movies at all. And so I would not watch that movie. But so this is like Soda Bear, basically. The bear went through like 69 cans of soda, like cola, orange, like all that stuff, like drank through that. I imagine there's probably a little bit of spillage going on, but didn't drink all the soda.
No. Where was the bear at? Like he's puncturing and spraying all over the place. Probably.
Yeah. Oh man. I wrote this note down. I think it was like in a garage or something, or a car. I don't know.
Wow.
Either way, lots of soda. And this is in British Columbia, if you want to know exactly like the location, but didn't drink all the soda. It actually stopped before consuming the diet soda.
Makes sense.
Like left the diet soda.
As he should. It's disgusting.
What life lesson can we take away from this, Derek?
Diet soda is horrible, even for animals. It tastes disgusting. It is.
What about like a Zevia, like the stevia-based soda? That's like zero calories, no chemicals.
It's all about I know those are your favorite, and those are my nephew's favorite. I find them disgusting. I really don't drink anything carbonated that often, but if I did, it wouldn't be those. I think half of my family likes Diet Coke, and I'm just like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's bad for you. I had like an addiction to Coke Zero for a while. I actually still really like it, but I know it's terrible for you. But
yeah,
you know who else knows it's terrible for you? The bears. So the bears can figure it out.
Yeah, that's right.
So let that be an encouragement to you folks out there. So imagine the bear, you know, coming up behind you on the trail saying, "You can do it. Give up the diet soda."
You can do it. If the bears know, they're there to help you. That's why they're out there.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so from a few episodes ago, we talked about when animals attack, and Buck716 on YouTube had a response. Mm. So we went through like a whole litany of animals. He's like, what about dealing with cows on the trail? I guess he got charged by a bull at one point.
Okay.
So you get attacked by a cow or a bull. Like, how do you handle that, Derek?
Stop, drop, and roll. No, I don't know. I think I will say I was
get trampled.
A bull. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't even know. I have been on the trail. This was a trail. I was hiking actually in New Zealand, and we went through somebody's farm to get to where we were going. And out of nowhere, we find ourselves, me and my buddy, in the middle of like 50 cows. And I'm like, no, cows are cows, right? I shouldn't. But when I was in the middle of 50 cows, I kind of felt intimidated because I'm like, if they get spooked or something, they're so huge, they could just knock me over and then like walk on me. So I was like, I think we should just gently kind of just pitter patter around them and go off trail, even though I might be breaking some crust. Yeah. Avoid. I don't know. But the bull, I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Go get your camera out? You probably get your camera out.
For
would you taunt the bull?
For a cow?
No, like if it's a bull, like are you going to take off your red jacket and try to like, hey, come on over here, buddy?
Yeah. I think you're still confused about that episode we did a while back where you think that the episode is how to avoid animal attacks, and it's not. It's when animals attack. Mm. You're like, well, pitter patter around. They're attacking. I'm getting like, you know, impaled by the bull's horns. I'll just go for a little pitter patter.
Listen, Matador Mandrioli, are you instigating any of these things when you're out there? Are you like doing things you shouldn't do?
I've come across a bull. I've come across lots of cows. I haven't ever had them attack. So if they were to attack, then yeah, I would try to avoid the trampling for sure. Run away, skirt. I didn't research what to do here. So I'm just kind of.
Let me ask you a question. You've had all these animals encountered before, like cows and bulls and stuff. This is like before your filming days, though. What if you were out there now and you had like the camera going and the tripod out? And you know, you have the drone, I don't know, whatever you take out there. Mm-hmm. Are you asking to get charged? Are you asking to get impaled?
Like you want me to try to like incentivize them to charge me, like offer them food?
Are you egging them on with your digital Ridicularity?
No, I'm not that level. I'm just, yeah. I'm definitely not in the safe zone, but I'm not in the ridiculous zone either, so.
I was going to say, as long as your recording devices don't have, like, large red blinking lights that are going to irritate them.
That's good advice. Good advice.
Yeah, just note that.
Buck 716, I don't think we solved that problem, but we appreciate you posing it to us, so there you go. You got last one is we've got some Patreon episodes. We've got, let's see here. What was our, June Patreon. We talked about backpacking trends that are setting the world back 20 years. Things that are getting trendy that are actually, old school things that shouldn't be happening. We got that. And I added a new Patreon trip as part of our Red Peak Pass FKT loop. So we got that going on Patreon. I'd love to have you join the family. We got ad-free episodes. Every episode is ad-free. Skip the ads. No one likes ads anyway. So
ads are boring. Yeah.
With that, my friend, that's all I got.
Always a pleasure to have your ear on us. I don't know how you do it, but you do it, and I love it. Appreciate it. Check us out at Backpacking Blisters Podcast on the social medias, YouTube, Instagram, all that fun stuff. We will see you next time. If you need some soda, Carl's got a lot of empty cans with bear marks on them because he took pictures of them. I want to.